What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. If this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a weekly podcast that we do, and it's coming from two black men, two black fathers, two black husbands, brothers, uncles, African-Americans living in America.
Powerful human beings.
Absolutely. Physically and mentally. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? You seated. If you ain't watching, you can watch it.
I just flexed my muscles.
Yeah, hey, don't break nothing. Nah. Real cool. Oh, you know what I realized?
What?
This is our 30th episode.
Well, damn.
This is our 30th goddamn
episode.
It's
flying, man.
It is flying.
That's all right.
I just realized that, actually, when I was sitting there, I was waiting on Goose. I was like, hold up. This is number 30 right here.
I never thought I'd be a part of something so great.
30. In some podcasts, that might be two or three seasons.
Really?
If it's seasonal, yeah.
Oh, they'll do 10.
10?
That's one season.
Or even 15. Good. That's two seasons. Okay. So with that said, you are now an experienced podcaster.
We need to...
I don't have to tell you to pull that goddamn mic closer to your mouth no more, because you got too much experience for that crap.
We need to do it. We need to do a series, a Netflix special.
On what?
On our podcast. We just
now.
Just have this Netflix special of us talking.
Just a bunch of clips.
Let me call up my connects.
Yeah.
What happened.
So last week we was talking about Deion Sanders.
Yep.
And the other coach. Mm. And I had to call you. Who was it? I don't know when I called you. Like Saturday. So I don't know when it was.
But so you got more info on it.
I got more info.
Yep.
What I will say, judging by the interviews,
yeah,
I stick by what I said. Because the dude was like, he was being disrespectful all week. And Deion's response, I was promoting the game.
Yeah.
Dude was like, he disrespected us on the field. Deion was like, I always run around the field.
Yep.
Dude was like, he was doing wrong during the game. They had already had it won. Deion was like, that's what you try to do with score. So I'm like, all right, Deion, you wrong. But then after I went back, because I, for one, I want to look up that coach. But two, I was trying to see what he meant by disrespectful all week. I'm like, what was Deion saying?
Yep.
For him to say he was being disrespectful all week. So then I found an interview that he did that I was going to say Jackson State, Alabama State, that coach. I think he did an interview the same day me and you recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking, and the person asked him, the stuff that they were asking him about, like the quote unquote issues that he was having with Deion, he was like kind of dodging the question and not answering. Come to find out, his players were being disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody asked him to address it, he kind of just pushed it aside like, this isn't that. So he ain't even correct. So knowing the facts, of course I'm on Deion's side.
Oh.
However.
Okay.
From last week, looking at that interview, I still stick. If that was the actual case, because I'm like, why didn't Deion address? But Deion, he's looking at it at a completely different level. It's like, it don't even matter. This is what it was. I was doing this. This is what I did. This is how I looked at the situation. And it's, I don't know where he was getting, this other coach was getting his. Because I think the other thing, when Deion was like, I don't know why he thought he would beat us, I think that coach scheduled Jackson State for their homecoming because they thought they would wash them and be able to celebrate.
Okay.
So I think that was the man. I could be wrong. All right. I might be. I ain't even looked at our comments yet. It ain't no tell. It don't matter how you word something during the episode.
Oh,
people are going to respond the way they wanted to hear it.
They going to fact check you too.
First of all, we start everything. Look, we don't know. I can only imagine. I'm going off of the episode we did talking about IUDs. IUD. And
hold on. Is it IUD?
No.
Who is it?
DUI is the driver. So what is it, IUD? I don't know. I don't remember. But from us saying we not 100% sure, people like, first of all, y'all, we know. We said it at the top. So I can only imagine what y'all saying in the comments from last week. But I said multiple times, from judging by this interview.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I don't know where dude is coming from. Like, I don't know if he specifically said anything about – he could have said something about Deion Sanders' team. But my problem was what he didn't say about his players or didn't correct publicly, even though they made comments publicly. And, yeah, it was weird. It was like a strange situation, especially knowing the facts now versus looking at the interviews. Mm-hmm.
See, if you demand all this respect from Deion and all, you know, man this, man that, like you said, he should correct his players first.
Right.
And then, mm-hmm. you know, address everybody the same way. Don't be just holding Deion to the flames. Yeah. Hold your team against to the flames, too. And like you said, I think it was all reactive. His team talking smack. His team talking smack. Then the coaches got involved. And, hey, you going to love or you going to hate Deion?
Yeah, I've always loved Deion. Yeah. Just when looking at the interviews, I was like, yeah, boy, what's wrong? But then getting the facts, I was like, no. Because the only reason I saw all of that stuff is I was trying to find what Deion did or said or what promotional stuff he did. But then as I was looking down, I'm scrolling through the comments and I'm like, everybody's saying the same thing. It's like his players, Alabama State play, was like, they were disrespectful. Yeah. They were doing this. They were doing that. certain things were said, I don't know, by people in the organization on that team. And it's like, I guess Deion, from looking at that, in my opinion, was just too big to even – too big of a person or too – he's looking at it at a completely different level. I'm not worried about that. This is what I did to get the team. Mm. People came out. It got sold out. Thought I did great. But anyway.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I ain't going to read no further into it because I honestly don't care. I was just trying to
Had to get that off your chest.
No, because I was like, once I saw what it actually was, I'm like, and that's what was so perplexing from looking at the interviews and their responses during the interviews. Why did the interviews go the way they did if what happened last week happened the way it did? Mm. I'm still confused about that. It was just off. I was like, all right, whatever. Yeah. Moving on. That's, to me, that's another page in the phone book that I don't need. I'm flipping past it.
We used to use phone books. Anyway, that whole
phone books. Yeah. This kid, I don't think my son's ever even seen a phone book. Remember the TV guy? Remember the TV guy? Oh, I remember. We would get sent, for some reason, we would get sent two phone books. Throwing that thing away, you know how much heavier the dumpster is? It feel like the phone book is 8 pounds. It feel like it added 40 pounds to the dumpster.
We didn't throw any of those phone books away. They were all baby seats.
Boosters.
They'd be in the closet, just stuck in the corner at the bottom of the closet.
No, we would get the new phone book for the year. That's what it was. It was like, what do you do with the new phone book? I mean, the old one, but y'all would keep it?
Yeah, he'd keep it. You utilize them somehow.
Phone book.
For something.
The phone book, why is this? The phone book and the Bible have the same delicate pages. Why is that? Because you got to fit so much information.
Probably. Why is that?
I just now thought about that. That's the only two things that got those pages.
Why are those pages like that?
Oh, delicate.
That's crazy. What type of paper is that? You don't see it anywhere.
Extremely thin.
But.
I don't know. I told Angel, we was at church one time. This was a few years ago. And, you know, now everybody, even the pastors, they got the tablet. They, you know, flip through or whatever. And I was like, this don't feel the same. Nope. I need to scroll. Yeah, I need to scroll. Not swipe. I want to turn. Try not to tear the page.
All them Bibles with the tabs, all the books on the side. You like, oh, I know what that book is. Yeah, there we go.
You just type it in the search at the top.
You was doing your thing if you had that Bible with the tabs on it.
Oh, yeah. No, you studied.
Yeah. If you didn't, you'd be looking for those books. Psalms.
I'm going to the front. Where is that? I mean, Psalms is in the middle. You just got to split it down the middle. That's the only one I know. Genesis at the front, Revelation's in the back. Anything else, I'm looking up.
Oh, my God. Man, that was crazy. Oh, I got something to get off my chest.
Get it off.
All right.
He adjusted. Uh-oh.
Spotlights. Big stage. 50,000 fans screaming in a rage. Bodyguards. Limousines. This is the way I see you in my dreams. Paparazzi flag. That's all I know.
All right. How long I known you?
Hey, man.
I've never hung. It's my very first time hearing this dude ever sing in my life. I said, oh, he's still going.
Man, how was the Usher concert, man?
I can't stand you.
Angel, stop. How was the Usher concert?
For you?
Watch this.
I've only been to 3 concerts. Three concerts. Four concerts, but 2 of them were Beyonce concerts. So, 3 concerts.
That's the only concerts you need to go to, apparently. Yeah.
So, I've been to Beyonce twice. What's his name? Bruno Mars and that other fella.
I bet that was dope.
That was cool. I forgot his name, though.
Anderson Paak.
That was a good concert. And then the last one was Usher. Mm-hmm. Usher was good, man. I was surprised on how many songs I knew and the words.
Yeah. Usher been doing it a long time.
And how good I felt being there. Because usually I don't want to watch another man on stage performing. I don't care about that. But Usher, hands down, that dude stood probably 5 minutes in the center of the stage, didn't say nothing, and he was just
letting the crowd get it out.
And they were, just screaming.
That's so cocky and arrogant. I would do the same thing if I was in his
shoes. Sitting there like, man, this has to feel so good. You just sitting there, and you got his shirt, he got his tank top behind his head. So all this showing, he's just like.
He did the high school boy.
He just looking, and I'm like, I'm listening to everybody screams. Okay. I was like, yeah, man, you got it, boy.
Did you cry?
Dying.
Oh, it sounded like it cried. That's on.
Oh, man, but it was all right. I enjoyed myself. The way the lights were popping off. Oh, and then he had all the Atlanta strippers.
You got to.
This girl climbed this pole. Number arms. Whoo, got to the top. Hung off her feet. Hung from her legs. Let herself go. I mean, was dropping to the floor like a missile.
And caught herself.
Clinched the pole.
I'm trying to tell you.
Man, that girl's thighs were like tree trunks. And then she flipped upside down, and whatever song was playing, it was clapping, right? Mm-hmm. She had these big old heels on.
And
she
smacking clapping, them together.
She clapping them, but her legs are like, bow, bow.
Hold up.
Bow.
I wish. If you ain't watching, make sure you go. Who was her legs doing? Bow. Why you doing a body roll with it?
That's how her legs were when she was doing it. She was upside down. Her legs were like, bow. Hey, I look back at Mel to see if she's looking at me. Mel like,
Mel ain't paying no attention to you.
Okay,
we
girl.
All see these thighs.
But then she turned around, and everybody like, oh, there ain't no BBL right there.
No, yeah, that's squats right there.
That thing, I was like, goodness gracious,
that's all squats and work.
Goodness gracious. But yeah, if you haven't seen your boy Usher, go see it. The show.
Was, yeah,
yeah.
Was that the dopest concert you been to?
Since I haven't been to many, it's the dopest because I personally knew the songs.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All those Bruno Mars and Patterson, what is that?
Pat Anderson.
Pat Anderson's songs. Only one I knew was the.
The radio plays when the 24 karat and everything.
24 karat, yeah. That's the only one I knew. They were entertaining, though.
Yeah.
Right? But I
did. Just in comparison.
Yeah. But I did feel salty about their show because they put all of our cell phones in these little bags so you couldn't film anything.
Oh, okay.
And it was like.
Was it private? What kind of?
It was in the same venue.
Oh, maybe as it was. Usher. Maybe it was part of a documentary or something they were doing.
Whatever it was, but, bro, like, in this day and age.
Yeah, a lot of times if they're using the footage to film like a series of something, mm-hmm. they'll do that just so because it basically that's footage getting leaked and that's mm-hmm. gonna at the end of the day take away sales. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't like they didn't do no new songs. It wasn't like somebody.
Yeah. Oh yeah, then it shouldn't matter then. Yeah,
like it. Get out of here.
If the sounds ain't new, I guess.
But anyway, that made me feel some type of way. But other than that, their show was vibrant. Mm-hmm. Beyonce, she does a thing, but I'm not like that. No, I love Beyonce.
No, you don't, man. You ain't got to lie. I don't. I probably would if I didn't get forced down my goddamn throat all the
Beyonce,
time.
I love Beyonce, man.
You old punk. Be real. Over
I'm being real.
Over,
stop over trying
scared.
To.
She ain't going to do nothing to you,
what
man.
What are you talking about? I like Beyonce.
You scared of male, man. You can run faster than her. Why you scared?
I don't run, man. I'm not scared of my wife. I don't think I am. You should go all camera.
Man, I am. Like, I am. What are you talking about? Now, that's the thing with, I was about to talk about the strippers, man. The way they be doing that, it's not even sexual no more. It's just like, this is just straight up talent.
Talent.
That, like, for real.
But she and the other ones were doing the same thing. But the way, man, I don't know what it is. I don't
man,
even
put
know
your if, mic mouth, Nick. If you talking.
But what I'm saying, I'm about to show you something. Okay, well, I guess I can do it here. The pole.
You about to, hold on. You was about to demonstrate?
I was about to demonstrate. The pole is in front of this girl, uh-huh. Right? She's holding it. Her body is 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Her feet aren't touching the ground or the pole.
She's basically just holding herself up,
and she's spinning in a circle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you hold yourself like that, your core... This got to be solid.
Yeah, you didn't finish watching P-Valley, did you?
P-Valley, nope.
Did you watch any of it?
No.
It's the show about the strippers. It's supposed to be in Tennessee. Anyway, watch P-Valley.
Is this when the young fellas get together?
No. This is strippers. It's basically based on some strip club in, is it Tennessee? It's not Atlanta.
P-Valley. Okay.
It's in Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa.
And the P stands for what I'm thinking it stands
yes.
for. Yes. Mm, okay.
P-Valley.
But the sign is old, so in the opening,
the sign is old, so the rest of the USSY blanks out, and it's just P-Valley. Oh. Anyway, the show is actually, it has the written well written. The show was good, right? Mm. But what these strippers are doing in this show.
Who was that?
It's Kev on stage, y'all. He just walked in.
Yeah, he don't ever be invited to man stuff. Let me tell it. I don't got no friends who won't let me be on the podcast.
You don't like talking to us.
I want to talk to y'all. I done asked to be on. Let me tell it. I done asked to be on Gin and Juice. Nobody want to invite me to the podcast. Nobody want to talk to old Kev. I just sit at home and cry. My brother died.
Oh, he's dirty.
They're supposed to be my brothers.
He is
they
dirty.
They're supposed to be my brothers.
Okay,
and
do the next
the way
they're supposed to be my brothers and hold me up, but here they are. Shoot a pocket.
The way you got down on that knee was like, oh.
So,
hey,
y'all. Kevin fired me.
Oh, stop.
He literally fired me. Can y'all believe that? Goose, you know about this.
I don't know. Oh, I do know
about
it.
Yeah, didn't he fire me?
Yeah, he did.
I wouldn't even. He hired me just to say, no, I'm not going to let you do it.
Yep.
Hurt my feelings. That's the type of person.
He fired you before he started.
He support black women. He fired a black woman's husband. Yep. Can y'all believe that? What was I saying? P-Valley.
Yeah.
So there's a scene. This is how you know. This show. I mean, it shows a whole lot of skin and everything, but you quickly get past that, and it's just like, this show is good. There's this one scene. This chick is young lady. I know some of y'all don't understand when we say female chick. But anyway, she's horizontal, like on the pole. She's perpendicular to the pole using her, was she using her hands or her legs? I can't remember. Anyway, regardless of how she's up there, she's horizontal. There's another chick on top of her holding on, standing on her like she's the floor. There's a third chick on the bottom with her feet on her. Like she's standing upside down on her. And they're all three of them are spinning together real slow. Is that not out the hood? Yes.
Yeah.
Circus Olay for real. Yeah. Like,
hey, you go spend money to go see them things.
It's like almost like a mirror image.
Yeah.
If you were, it was dope. It was so fire. But that's like straight up talent. I'm trying to tell you.
Every time I think about strippers or P, I think about Boosie when he was like, "Put your lip online and I give you $1,000." Yes,
I haven't. I'm not surprised at all, though.
Another thing, put your lips online, give you $1,000. This man,
did a lot of people do it?
Oh, I don't know.
They probably did.
That's why he be getting banned off of Instagram, man. Dude be tripping. Dang, what I was about to say. Oh, Boosie over here trying to get people to boycott Netflix because of the Jeffrey Dahmer show. Talking about, man, this nasty, disgusting. Why are they showing? They need to take this off TV.
Take it off TV.
But
something that actually happens.
But Boosie on TV or on the gram talking about, put your business online and I give you $1,000.
He's ridiculous. That boy's ridiculous.
Oh, man. It's so funny.
All the stuff he done did and said in his life.
When folks like him try to get serious and sentimental about things, it's like, you can't take
him
serious.
Did you forget everything that you've done and said?
And he could be speaking the truth.
Yeah.
But you're going to be like,
you know, he's speaking his true feelings.
Yeah. Get out of here, man. Anyway.
I'm just going to address this up top. Mm. I don't even bring his name up.
Up top. We about 40 minutes.
Yeah, we are. You right. Well, before we started the actual topics.
Okay.
But I don't even want to address it because
there's a certain individual that's.
No, I'll go ahead and say it because okay. I feel like I got a good reason not to. The reason I don't want to. So Kanye West addressing a lot of stuff. Particularly what kind of took me over the edge and the reason I was going to bring him up and clown him on this episode is of what he was saying about George Floyd and the death of George Floyd. The reason I'm not going to talk about it, like, I stopped feeling Kanye West a long, long time ago.
Okay.
Like, after his third album, I was like, dude, I used to say back then, dude is trash, he's crazy, he's this, he's that, he's an asshole, I don't understand why. And people would be like, what do you mean? You can go way back in my history on Facebook or whatever, and you can see me talking about this dude. I'm like, nah, he's this, this, he's that. Then later on, I stopped saying that stuff. Even before he got with Kim Kardashian, I stopped saying that because I realized there's something more seriously wrong with him.
Yeah.
Mentally. So I stopped even addressing things involving him because I'm like, I don't truly think he can help everything that he be going through. We all can't, none of us can help everything we go through, but he truly has some issues that he need to work out. Like, he's got some mental issues. We all got mental issues, but he's got some things going on in his mind that he needs serious professional help. Mm. And that's why I pay no attention to anything he does or says. And like I said, that George Floyd thing made me want to say something. And I'm like, this is no different from anything else he's done or said. No different.
I think everything he does has a rhyme or reason.
Mm-hmm. Attention is one at the top of all of that, I think.
I'm not up on like elections and when, you know, certain politicians need to be in certain positions and get certain votes. I'm not up on that. But mm-hmm. I think they're using him because as soon as this happened, now Candace Owens, they literally used this to promote her documentary on Black Lives Matter. Have you seen that?
Nah.
Okay, so she has a documentary on Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, shitting on Black Lives Matter, which they deserve in some aspect because they raised over $80 million
mm-hmm.
that she's proven in her documentary that is not accounted for. Now, her and Kanye wearing these White Lives Matter shirts
mm-hmm.
builds everything up. Now you're looking for both of them on the internet, and then boom, here's my documentary.
Oh yeah, all promotional
stuff. He's the same way when it came to Trump. help Trump.
Did you see what Trump said recently?
Oh yeah, he's back.
Trump said he gotta distance himself from Kanye. He don't want to be involved because he's crazy. It's like, wait a minute.
Yep.
If Trump can call you crazy,
I'm crazy. But I think it's all propaganda. I think, hey, there's no way. Well, I ain't even gonna say there's no way. The man is a billionaire. Like, something's working up there for you to be
a
billionare.
I mean, people buying his ugly ass shoes.
Yeah. So
them shoes are absolutely hideous. I don't care what nobody say.
They are not.
If they're comfortable, I get it. But you can't put no pair of them goddamn spaceships in front of me and think I'm gonna be like, yeah, they fly. People buying them because they're yays and they expensive.
Yeah. And that's
like Balenciaga. They buying that because it's expensive. Yeah, yeah. Like, you replace that and put a Skechers symbol on it, people be like, ugh.
Or they'll be like, yeah, those are some Skechers. They look straight like Skechers. I know something's mentally wrong with them, but I don't know. It seems like he's just playing the game and he's found his niche. He can't say anything logical and just leave it logical. He has to say something outrageous because he speaks the truth when it comes to the music that is always put out to us. And no other race has this type of music. The way they don't promote this evil and aggressive music like we promote it to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That was said a long time ago, how gangster rap hip hop was actually promoted. But back in the 80s, you had the peace, the 80s and 90s, peaceful stuff. But yeah, but I see what you're saying.
He speaks on it today, though, you know. Yeah. But he just can't leave it. After he says that,
he says some
ignorant. Hey, man, he wasn't even on old boy Nick like that. And it's like, bro, why? Just leave it.
After that, whatever comes out of his mouth, now you're considering the source. And it's just like the source becomes
tainted.
Yeah, tainted.
Yeah.
You discredit the source, even if it is true, because it's like, but you just said, shut up, man. Like, anyway, I didn't even want to talk that long on it, because it's just.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be very interesting to see. Anyway, on other news, I also want to get this off. Well, it's not. This is a topic right here. Young ladies getting BBLs. Let me know. I still don't understand why everybody has to go out of the country to go get this done.
Because it's too expensive here.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. If you can't afford it here, just leave it alone. Because you're going to other countries to these doctors that have no Yelp reviews. You can't find the doctor after you get the work done. You don't even speak the language of the land. You going off of the next chick, the next young lady that got it done, and she only had it done for about 2 to 3 days. You don't know the after effects of this stuff, and you're tearing up your bodies. Now,
don't forget, before you finish, don't forget Kevin fired me. Go ahead.
He ain't gonna get over that one. Hold on. So some of you all might say, well, I'm doing this because it helps me money wise. It's a good business venture.
Oh, to have the body?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Which is true. Some women get it and become vixens on the gram, which is fine. Take out a business loan and get the work done in the States. Stop going overseas and risking your life. Now, you might say, well, Greg, what are you saying? But this is what I'm saying. There's a young lady.
This is
God
great.
Bless her soul. She went and
she's
got
a alive.
BBL. Yeah, she is alive. Luckily, she went and got a BBL, came home. Oh, she got a BBL and a
tummy tuck.
Or tummy something? Tuck, lipo.
Is that whatever. What it was?
Yeah, it's something.
Oh, I was there. Asking. I won't.
Lipo, tummy tuck, whatever the name is. She gets it done, comes back home, and she paid $3,700 to get this done. Got a booty and got a stomach.
Man.
Tight and right. So she looking good. few weeks later, she feels bad, sluggish, something's wrong. She goes to the doctor. The doctor scans her body, CAT scans, ultrasound, whatever he did, to find out that her kidney, she's missing a kidney. This girl got her kidney stolen.
Look, it's okay to rob people. Just don't kill them.
That's what that doctor listened to Fat Joe.
Yeah, Fat Joe, up. He was like, I'm robbing her. She gonna live. She ain't gonna be able to drink no more.
They stole this girl's kidney, man. Do you, can inside your body, your organ, dude harvest her organ, sold her back up, and was like, oh, she just want this BBL. This ain't whatever. I'm about to sell this kidney for 100K.
He was already there. He was like, well, kidney's right here. Let me just go on and slip this up out of here.
He probably, she, he gonna be she like, probably nah. thought he stole it. He probably asked her, now, if I take this kidney out, your waist would be way slimmer. What you want?
Bet.
Hold on. How much is gonna cost? Free of charge.
Yeah. I ain't gonna charge you not to take this out because you got more room now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can take it in more if you ain't got this. Because you got two. Why you need two? I can take it out. Now you, that's another inch and a half. Mm. She said, give me that inch and a half.
Let me get that. She probably forgot he told her because she was under anesthesia or whatever.
He probably asked her when she was under anesthesia. Hey, you want this?
Yeah.
Don't say nothing if you agree. Bet. Gotcha.
Oh, anesthesia. I went to the dentist yesterday and they were trying to put the sleeping gas, the gas, mm-hmm. to put me to sleep. So I was like, nah, I'm good. Just numb me up, whatever. And she got to talking about anesthesia, and there's this, the gas or whatever. There's a monitor that shows how much they're giving you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get sleepier, they either dial it down, depending on who you are, or dial it up. But if they go the wrong way on that, they can kill you or you'll be sleep. You'll be dead sleep.
Mm.
And anything can happen to you. So you go to a different country, never met this doctor, no family, no friends, or your friends might be there in the seat next to you being put to sleep too. You are so vulnerable at this point in time.
All right, Kevin.
All right, Kev, brother.
Guys, just remember, my brother died, and you guys he did. Never even invited me to the podcast.
Yeah, and then months before that, you fired me.
But then my brother died, which he did. Was much bigger than a firing. He was fired from life.
We didn't think you wanted to be on here.
We're gonna Kevin. Edit. We're gonna edit Kevin all this is. Out.
Shut up, Greg. Kevin, I'm gonna call you later, cause you never want to answer my phone calls or talk to me because you don't like me as a friend.
It's just no respect, man. No respect at all. See me recording, talking.
I have interrupted his podcast.
No, I'm not talking about Kev. But you. Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't even say that about you. My bad. All right. What was
my
that? Okay,
boy.
Look.
I do be interrupting. My bad, man.
Okay. All right. Now look. Anesthesia
I think
or
it's
the
my
sleep?
ADHD.
It might be.
For real, I'm dead serious.
Okay. Can you stop that?
Nah. Because I can't help it.
Go ahead. It's bad. All right. You go to these countries. There's no. Like, who are you going to sue? You don't know these people, man. Not who you're going to sue. You're under anesthesia. And when I tell you, you're in a deep, deep sleep to where anything can happen to you. And you'll wind up missing. You will wind up missing. Or you'll wind up missing a kidney or whatever else they can take from you without you even knowing. So, man, this girl could have. You could have woke up. With three toes left.
Woke up dead.
Woke up dead.
Yeah. Wake up in hell. Oh, hey.
Wait. I just wanted a bigger booty. A slimmer waist. Man.
I mean, that do be happy.
Save your money
funny.
Up and get it done here in the States where people, there's a higher level of respect for human life. People might be worried about losing their practice their licenses or whatever. They usually have a license here. You go over to these backwoods of these different countries and get all botched up, cut up and stuff. It's crazy.
Now, what I will say on the medical industry in other countries is a lot of times it's better. I'm not saying that they went to better places, like plastic surgeons and stuff, but like over in, like, I know there's doctors that go to medical school out of the country because they can't afford it here, or people, students go to medical school out of country to get the education somewhere else so they can come back here and get their license because it's too expensive here. Because why? Because education is free in those other countries. There are a lot of doctors that come out of Cuba. A lot of cures come out of Cuba because people can go there and get the education for free. But with these plastic surgeons, they looking for the cheapest price, maybe, I'm assuming. The best doctor for the cheapest price. And that type of stuff is like, you don't know, because you go somewhere, you don't know if they don't have a reputation, like you were saying. You don't know what this doctor's end game is.
That's true. I can.
Now, I ain't saying you wrong or anything, but.
What you're saying is true, though. Other countries do have better medical and everything.
But the plastic surgeons might be a different story.
So, okay. If you want to get your BBLs or do whatever else you want to do with your body, let's present it like this. Do your research. Know who you're going to. Have other
get a clients. Third, second, and fourth opinion.
Something. Before you go here and get your kidney stolen, man. That's not. And now the video I was watching, the girl has to take medication now because she's working off one kidney. Like, what?
Yeah, that's a change. That's
So you got to, man, do your research.
Did you, was that you that showed me a video? Maybe it was Angel. Somebody was on the, I think the video went viral. They was on a plane coming back from, I don't know, whatever country. Apparently this country is famous for, you know, mommy makeovers and BBLs and stuff. So like, five or six women on the plane was like,
I seen that. All on the stomach down.
They was in they sitting in the seat in their knees, like facing the back of the seat.
That's what
they, because they can't sit down yet. It's like, God dang.
Is it that serious? Well, whatever. Whatever makes you happy with yourself. I mean, it is what it is.
Different strokes.
Yeah. If my wife wanted one, hey, she wouldn't get one. You got to do your workouts, eat, do some body, some weight gainer.
Squats. Not to say everything is fixable with working out. Like we talked about the, I always mess it up. I call it whatever it's called with this abdominal stretch and everything. And
that by itself, I think tummy tucks. I think all of this is okay. But like a BBL, when you're doing something to your butt that you like.
Yeah, a lot of
you sitting on
a
your
lot of
butt,
the stuff that we see is just like, why would you do that to yourself? That's the that's what be going through my mind sometimes.
Yeah. But
to me, like I say, I'm like, if that's what you want to do.
But you're sitting on your butt. Your man is going ham on your butt, gripping it, slapping it. I mean, it go through some stuff. I don't want any type of scarring or anything to open up back there. On your stomach, your stomach situation, no one's rarely touching your stomach. And they're like,
it ain't going through as much.
Yeah.
I don't know the process. I don't know what happens, how that procedure goes.
Women's implants are like bursting in their asses. They can grab the cup.
I thought it was like they wasn't upgraded, like the breast thing. I don't know.
They can upgrade. I mean, they can flip the implant. Some of the implants.
So it's not attached. It's like it can move around.
From what I've seen, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but what I've seen, some of them burst. I mean, chest.
I was going to say that.
Chest implants happen too, but what I'm saying is, you're not. women, you can attest to this. When a man is getting you from the back, he is gripping the crap out your butt.
Especially if you got a lot back here.
I mean, squeezing all type of going ham. Something's going to happen. Them things ain't durable like that.
I don't know.
Then for your chest, men, I mean, we grab them, we squeeze them, but we don't go ham on them like you do.
Yeah.
You ain't your booty.
You ain't smacking no breasts.
I mean, you might smack them, but you're not. Wow. Yeah.
You ain't leaving no handprint.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think the BBLs are durable for that. They're not made for the rough terrain.
Yeah, I will openly say I don't know.
Anyway, be careful. Get your
Yelp
reviews on your booty.
Speaking of going places to get procedures done, you see where Akon got
his
hair?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Like complete graft.
I did not see anything about this
procedure. His hairline down where yours used to be.
But I seen him on something and I'm like, this is fake. And I didn't even know what you were talking about. I just knew it had to be his head. Yeah.
I think they grafted skin from somewhere else that grew hair and put it up there. So he now grows hair out of his scalp again.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm about to do that.
I ain't.
You can grab skin from anywhere on my body.
You can be a donation. You can just go and just donate hair follicles to people, except for your head.
Hey, if I did that, I have hair.
But he paid, I think he said it's something like $7,800 versus over here, he said it costs like
$50,000.
No. But, I mean, I don't know. As much as I like my hair, I don't like it enough to go through a procedure like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I honestly love the upkeep of this. Just
I can put being in the mirror and tapering and lining myself up, I don't have to do that no more.
I ain't got to worry about nobody messing them waves up. Yeah. You know, going the opposite way.
Moving on.
Yeah. 50. Man, Akon. He ain't look, you know.
I mean, he wanted hair. He did. No,
he ain't look bad bald headed. The shape of his head was efficient for a bald head. Anyway, man, question for you. I was watching a video, and this lady was cooking food, whatever, put it in the oven, came out, I mean, looked immaculate, right? Then she rewind the tape to show you how she prepped food and made the food. She didn't wash anything. She didn't wash off her meat. She didn't wash off the vegetables. People, you're supposed to wash off your vegetables, too, because, I mean, it's traveling from a factory all the way to where it's going. It picks up all type of
You're supposed bacteria. To wash everything. Yeah. Yep.
Then she cooks another plate, another meal, cooks ground beef, cooks it. After she's finished, she goes to the sink, and there's a strainer in the sink that keeps food from getting down into the garbage disposal. Strainer. She pours all of the, she strains the meat in the sink, right? As she's scooping the ground beef out.
The cooked ground beef.
The cooked ground beef. She runs water on it. She rinses it. And she starts scooping the ground beef out. And then all of a sudden, some peas, green peas showed up. So, apparently, you didn't even clean the strainer. This is leftover food was still in that strainer. My question to you.
Hold on. My question. This lady had to be white, the fact that peas showed up. Peas?
No, she was black. She was black. That's what was disturbing to me because I was like, hold up. Hold the question. My question to you. Is there a certain time period you need to know somebody before you go to their house and eat?
Me personally, I don't eat everybody's food. With that said, yes. Now, I have gone to people's house to eat that I didn't know like that, but food was ordered.
Okay.
Usually if I'm eating somebody's food, then they cooked, I know them well enough to where I would even be shocked if something like that were to happen. It's like, from knowing this person, I wouldn't have thought that they would do something. But again, you never know.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually I know somebody pretty well if I'm gonna eat their food. If I don't know them, that, you know, I haven't had to turn down anybody's food, because luckily, you know, because I won't be rude to nobody, but I won't eat it. But luckily, food has always been ordered with new people. So that's a situation I really haven't been in. But yeah, I would usually need to know somebody pretty well before I eat their food.
I would have been dead by now.
Could you just be eating anybody's food?
Just go over there. Ooh, y'all cooking okay? Going forward now, though? Nah.
Raw meat in the sink, washing it off, cleaning it? All right, it's dirty. But you going to cook that. You take cooked meat and put it in the sink.
Yes.
That's a problem.
Where you could have just washed raw meat in the sink, raw chicken in the sink.
Yeah, and that right before that.
Still, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people don't know. You got to disinfect your sink.
Yeah.
Same as you disinfect anything else. Your sink is probably one of the nastiest places. You need to disinfect that.
I'm not going to anybody's house eating anything anymore, period. You can order it.
You ain't going to eat at my house?
I was just about to say, you can order it. I eat the order food. Even with the order food, though, you
I was going to say, it might be worse.
This probably is worse. I'm up here talking, but if I can help it.
I like grilling, man. You ain't going to eat in my house?
If you grilling, usually I'm there watching you grill.
But if one of you show up and it's just food grilled already?
I trust you enough to eat.
Okay, I was going to say, because I will never invite you. Now, you like for Thanksgiving, I fry turkeys. Yep. I usually fry a few because other people want theirs fried, too. Mm. And after I get done with that, it's a 3-day process that I do. After the first day of me washing the turkey and everything, my entire kitchen usually smells like Clorox. Because you doing everything, turkeys are big. Mm. I don't know where water splashed at.
Yep.
But I'm getting the floor, the sink, countertop, knobs, anything out. Like, I'm getting every year, like, I just be like, you doing them turkeys? Because the next morning, everybody wake up, it's like, why is it so strong? It's like, I'm cleaning everything.
Yeah.
Because you never know. It's like.
Some people I know. Well, a question for you on this. I'm going to see what you say.
And use a strainer. Just put a big strainer in the sink so it ain't touching the sink.
Yeah. You would think.
I'm talking about even the raw meat.
Yeah, and the raw meat.
Throw it in there.
And then the lady was saying, oh, we having tacos tonight. My husband loves tacos. And I'm like, I wonder if your husband even know this is how you're prepping this food.
Yeah, he know. Some people just used to different things.
Well, I know some people that eat the uncooked hot dogs. So you buy hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this.
It's just baloney.
But the hot dogs are already cooked.
Yeah. That's not raw meat. Yeah. Okay. It's literally bologna.
Oh, yeah. I never knew this.
Mm-hmm.
You might have just answered my question. What? Do you get hot dogs, cut them up and just.
Nah, I ain't never done that. Nah, I haven't. Like,
okay.
I
honestly feel like that's nasty. And.
Yeah, you look at any.
The film on it.
Yeah, because it comes in its own little juices and everything.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, because, like, you look at it, I don't imagine we won't be eating hot dogs like that, but I don't imagine you can find any pack of hot dogs, actual hot dogs, and look at it and it not say fully cooked. Because that's part of the process of making hot and bologna. It's already done. Like, you look up what that is, you might not want a hot dog, because people talk about how disgusting it is, how bologna is disgusting. Mm. Hot dog is the exact same thing.
I bet.
Is literally the same thing. It's just a slightly different process to get that shape. But no, I've never done that. Like, we do turkey in my house. Even before that, we were doing like beef dogs, the kosher or whatever. But no, I've never just ate. I've given it to my dogs. Like if I'm cooking,
and they
beside me, I usually give throw them a little treat or even a cooked one, throw them a little treat. But nah, that's something I've never done. Even knowing that it's fully cooked and whatever, it's just like
you still,
I don't like cold meat.
Yeah,
it's like I need that cook sense on it. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all eat hot dogs out the packet.
Quit asking the question because we ain't gonna look at these. We will look at the comments.
I want to know about this one, y'all.
It'd be hard to go back through these comments and look.
Yeah, because it'd be
hard to find time.
Kev came in here and was talking about his brother passing.
Yeah. So Kevin's trash. He fired me.
He is.
If Jason knew, he wouldn't have let him fire me.
How much time we got left? Oh, yeah. We got one more? Okay.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Oh, okay, cool. So Kevin came in talking about his brother passing. My brother-in-law passing. My question,
my friend.
My question to you is, how would you want to be buried? Are you getting cremated? Are you being in the casket, dropped in the earth?
So,
what you gonna do?
Look, I got a bit large family. I done seen a lot of my family get put in the ground. Mm-hmm. I know the price of funerals. Even burials. Oh, when me and Angel first started dating, she was like, no, you getting cremated. I'm like, you are not cremating me. Mm. Like, I will put that in writing. Like, you are not allowed to cremate me. Which I still kind of stand behind. I don't want to be cremated. But at the same time, I don't want to put $5,000 to $8,000 in the ground. Because that's literally what you're doing. You're paying for a casket that goes in a concrete tomb that gets sealed. And it's just there.
Yep.
I do feel now that I've, you know, seen this process and the more I think about it, we came from the earth, we shall return back to the earth. Mm. I did see this process. I think it might be in Europe somewhere, France, I don't know, where they have a forest and they literally take your body, put it in a tree bulb. So basically the bulb, a plant bulb is the roots. You know, you go by a tree. The bulb is the part at the bottom in the roots. They put your body in the tree bulb and plant the tree. So the body, as the tree grows, your body becomes a part of that. Mm. And this is like a protected forest that nobody can ever do anything to this land because that's a burial site. Mm. That intrigues me more and more.
Have you seen Galaxy? What is it?
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Seen that tree person?
Oh, Groot. Hi, I'm gonna come back as Groot.
Guardian of the Galaxy. But yeah, that's what I think when you say that. I would love that.
Yeah, I mean it's dope. It's like, and you see,
I would rather that. But yeah, that might cost more than $5,000 though. No. Mm-mm. It was like, oh, we'll just give me the ashes.
No, not ashes.
Not ashes.
You don't get cremated. They take the body that would be at the funeral, they put that in the tree bulb.
The tree bulb is that big?
Yeah, tree bulb, yeah. Depending on the size of the tree.
So are you telling me, okay, they're not cremating you?
No.
They put you, your body in the ground.
Absolutely.
With the tree bulb.
Yes.
Is there a casket?
No. You go back to the earth.
They just wrap you around your dead body.
And put you in the ground. Naturally, the roots of the tree will encompass the body. Your body becomes, you know, decayed, compost, whatever, and the tree nourishes off your body, almost like fertilizer.
That's crazy. I thought
you live again for another few hundred years, depending on how old the tree, what kind of tree it is.
Hold on now. So no cremation.
Mm-mm.
Obviously they embalm you. They take.
Yeah, no, all of that's done. That. Yeah. Yeah.
But your skin, bones,
everything left over.
And I'm assuming if you're not an organ donor, you get buried with your organs.
Yeah. Huh?
Hmm. Are you an organ donor?
Nah.
Me neither. I don't even want them taken.
It could be. I could be wrong, but I read this article.
Why should they take them anyway?
They could, I guess. I read this article, and it's probably wrong. I'm almost sure it is, but there is this article on, depending on if you get in like a car accident, like if they see your ID and they see your organ donor, if you like in really bad shape, they may go on and let you pass if it's that bad, because they can give those organs to somebody else. I ain't saying that it's true, but I did read some like it a long time ago.
Man, you best believe that's true.
But yeah, it's possible.
People with big money.
I mean, not even big. Yeah, people with big money. Black man too. I'm like, I'm keeping my organs. Give them to a family member maybe, but yeah, no, that's literally the body that would go in the casket goes in the tree bulb.
That's funny that you say that, because California allows you to use human compost. Now, funeral homes are doing human compost. So, but they cremate your body. Mm-hmm. Then they take your bones, the crush them, crush them up, and then it's just one. They turn it into compost.
Yeah, well,
and then the family member takes the compost. So it's not just like a little jar. It's like a bin of compost.
Well, that's part of the process anyway. I didn't know that, like the cremation process, because a lot of your bones are still there. So they take something and they like crush all that up. Your skull and all that bones, they like bash that up into dust and then put, you know, that into the urn. But
with this, literally, your body is going in with the tree bulb.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And I'm like,
I would want them to wrap me around the tree bulb.
You on the outside holding on? He gonna put you in and your body fall off. Hit the ground. Boom, boom. Somebody put him back on.
But then when I hurry up, drop the tree down. Drop the tree down. Drop the tree down.
Just throw him in there. Tree. The roots tree are catching.
Tree gonna grow crooked because it's on top. Like, how you know that's daddy tree?
My great, yeah, my great granddaddy. Like, look at that tree, got a beard.
That'll be so crazy, boy. You in those woods and you hear voices. All those trees got their bodies underneath. That's crazy. I mean, I'm going to get cremate me. And just carry me wherever you need me to be. I like how Tony Baker has his son's ashes in the necklace.
Pendant,
independent he has. So, yeah, do that to me. You don't need to bury me. Plus, once you bury me, I'm there. You move. Literally, I'm in California. My grandparents and other family members are in Atlanta in a cemetery. I haven't been to the grave sites in I don't know how many years. Even my wife's.
You're going to say they don't care?
I know they don't. So why are they even there? Like, I don't want to be insensitive to other people, but.
You can still have a site, like a memorial.
I think, literally, have a memorial site. I think dead bodies, people dying in all these cemeteries, take up a lot of space.
Oh yeah, cemeteries be big. Yeah. Where I grew up,
we don't need cemeteries.
Where I grew up, the community is one of the first black settlements, freed settlements in Kentucky. Mm. One of, not the, but one of the first. That cemetery has tombstones there that date back to early 1800s, 1700s.
Ooh.
It's like people been there for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I remember it was my granny's funeral, and you know, the burial site, and they're sitting there and the little, you know, the little backhoe still sitting there digging out. They hit an old casket and exposed this skeleton.
What?
I saw a little bit of it. My brother saw the whole thing. He was like, yeah, it was the whole hip and everything. That need to be back to the earth, in my opinion. Because this is like back in the day where it wasn't, it wasn't no concrete things. It was just the casket in the ground. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like, by law, they got to put it inside this whole concrete thing. But it's, there's something about, you know, going back to the earth and not just being, putting my remains back in this and you know what makes this really disturbing is me and Angel doing our like living trust and will. And then the last thing was like, you know, Marcus Tansley's last will and testament. And it's mm-hmm. just like, that's where you fill out the information on your, you know, where you want to be buried and all that type of stuff. I'm like, man, this is eerie to fill out.
Yeah, I bet. But emotional too.
It's, I mean, it's just a little like, God damn, even sitting here talking about this, like I'm really talking about something that's going to happen, but I don't want to know what's happening. You know what I'm saying? But now that's one thing. Once I saw that, this was years and years ago when I saw that they were doing like the whole tree bulb thing, I was like, I think I would want to do that.
If that's possible here, I'd do that.
Yeah.
I would, yeah.
Because I got like most of my family that's passed away is all in one cemetery, and I'm like, that's great, but they don't care where they are.
Yeah. Put me around a tree, man. Put me right there. Now.
You strap Goose to the outside trunk. You know, like a week later, pieces falling off. Like, hey, somebody get here. Put him in there. Your beard's still growing.
We'll strap me to the tree. Do something with me other than spending 10 to 20K to put me underground.
Yeah, and that's just the burial. You know what I'm saying? That ain't even, yeah, that ain't even everything else.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
What you think happens after death?
Me, I mean, I still have this, like they say, you can't create or destroy energy. You know, energy's always there. It just transfers.
Mm.
I kind of feel the same way about us. It's like, I've seen like a lot of stuff they talk about, like the, you know, fourth and fifth dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have thoughts, but what are you hearing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I can tell you to say, both of us say barrel on the count of three, but don't say anything. Thank you. One, two, three. We both heard barrel.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? I can't believe that just goes away and there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is an afterlife, whether it may be in heaven, whatever it may be, I don't have those answers. Nobody does. Mm-hmm. But I have heard a lot of stories. I even know somebody that had an out-of-body experience from momentarily dying on a table.
Mm.
Or, you know, they would wake up and they saw their body getting operated on or stuff like mm-hmm. that. You know what I'm saying? So I can't ignore anything like that. And I've, you know, grew up religious. I'm a religious person. So I definitely believe there's an afterlife. I don't know what that looks like. I would hope that we all go back or we all meet up with our previous family members and we see them the way we remember them. That's how I always thought about it.
Mm.
We see the people the way we remember them. Like, let's say my granny, you know, mm-hmm. I see her the way I remember her, but she's the image that she remembers her as herself. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like that type of thing. I find it hard to believe that people that wicked people, evil people are not penalized in some type of way in the afterlife.
Mm.
It ain't no way you get to live that bad and go to the same place that I gone. Granted, I ain't great, but I don't feel like I'm on the border of any of good or bad. Like I feel like I'm strongly on the good side. Some people may feel different about that.
That's what baffles me about the heaven and hell situation, because how we were taught, sinners are going to go to hell, period.
Yeah.
And there's no
Old
sin.
Testament. Yeah, there's Old no Testament, that's like, yeah. This is what it is.
And there's no sin greater than the next.
Right.
Right. So Hitler, for example, did what he did, but I
stole some gum.
Gum. I didn't obey the law of the land and got locked up for some marijuana or something.
Yeah.
And I pass away. You telling me and this man Hitler in the same spot.
That's why, you know, cause even it's all perception.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Me and Jeffrey Dahmer sitting there. But what you did?
What you think you taste like now? Nah, I think it's levels to it though. It's just like you had people in the Bible that were sinning that were still seen as people. You know, John the Baptist, he was in the courtyard cussing and yelling. And it's like, but he still was a good, you know, person. And cussing was, you know, sin about that. But anyway.
I think in reincarnation, I think we come back as a new person.
With no memory of the previous.
Now, seen it on YouTube. We can do some research.
We're running off. Okay. You always bring us up at the end.
Hold on. Because there's this little boy. He was this little boy, white
seen
boy.
Seen it on YouTube.
Young white boy. I know the first thing where you seen this at? You can look it up, though. Young white boy was telling his mama he's been here before. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's my friend, this, that, another. Talking like a older black woman. So she was like, what is wrong with this dude? So he was like, yeah, I used to do this. I did this. I live down here. He's telling her what he's done in the past. Mm-hmm. Parents paid no attention.
It's a glitch in the matrix.
Parents paid no attention. Then like a TV show comes on and he's like, oh, I remember that. Blase, blase. So the wife takes him to the doctor. Doctor's like, you know, we don't know what's happening. So she goes and researches, because the boy knows his name, everything. And he said, I died in a house fire, right? Wife goes to the police station, looks up records, looks up this, looks up that. The boy points out the house.
How old was this little boy?
He was like 4 or 5. Points out the house. Black woman died in a fire at that house. Name, everything. The boy's like, oh, yeah, that's me. I died, blase, blase. 3-4 months later, it's all stopped. True story.
He didn't have those memories no more?
No, true story. And then he went back to normal. And it was like documented on the news, all this stuff. So
I've heard of a lot of supernatural stuff. I'm not going to discredit.
That's
like
why I believe we're going to come back. Now, I think the worst of the worst people are going to come back in a messed up state. Mm-hmm. Something to where...
Livestock.
Something. Like, to where they're getting hurt.
Yo, baby back ribs, something. Those are all evil people.
Something. They come back as a roach or something.
And know they a roach. They be messed up. Like, you get, know. Yeah.
They get stuck on a sticky pad and they can't die. They just, you know, something. I think you're reincarnation though, man.
That's Hitler's life. Yeah. Every 2 weeks, he's reborn as a maggot. A fly gets caught on the spider web, gets killed again with the conscious mind of what he did.
Something.
That's hell right there.
That's hell, yeah. Something.
Avoid this. Oh, this looks safe.
Yep.
Spider come out. It's like, what's that movie? To Live Another Day?
I've never seen it.
Yeah, you have. That's it. Yeah.
To Live Another Day. It sounds like with, James
what's
Bond.
What's his name? It is. It's not James Bond. It's the dude from Mission Impossible. He keeps getting killed over and over, Tom Cruise.
Oh, To Live Another Day, is that, or is that Vanilla Sky or something?
No, man, To Live Another Day.
Anyway.
Hold on. But yeah, that's fill up the empty space.
Oh, okay. Oh, you talking about to being live reincarnated.
Yeah.
This, what would be the worst way to die is to get eaten alive. That's what Hitler.
Nah, that's a song. Y'all know what movie I'm talking about.
Come Back is something that gets eaten alive. I'm saying that because I like National Geographic, and this praying mantis, literally a wasp, flew around him. He catches the wasp. Locks him in. The wasp's like shaking. This praying mantis like.
Oh yeah, praying mantis. Ain't
I'm
no
talking
joke.
About just smacking on this dude.
Praying mantis.
And he
ain't
alive
no joke.
Though.
That ain't no joke.
But I was
that's
like,
that's a serious predator. That's what I was going to say about
and Jeffrey
back,
Dahmer.
I'm going to rewind a little bit. Back is getting in the tree bulb. Mm. So they have high-powered microphones, and they put them up to insects, and like they can hear them and stuff. And they say apparently, I ain't saying how true this is, but apparently they were able to hear the leaf reacting to a caterpillar eating it.
The leaf was like, hey, man, get on me, man.
It was a noise. Like,
get on me.
Like, it wasn't like nothing was there. You know what I'm saying?
Why? Who is thinking of this?
Scientists. That's what they do. That's why they say a lot of times schools and adults ruin children, because children are basically little scientists. They grab stuff, take it apart for no reason, see how it works, and leave it or try to put it back together. They just do random stuff in discovery. That's how scientists do. Try to discover crap. Anyway, we running past. It's hours far. What's it called? The hours far spent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, fam. Hopefully, y'all. We've been all over the place today.
Yeah. Spotlights.
Hey, stop it. Anyway.
Big stage.
I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, and TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. You can also find my beard and body butter that I make, I package, I ship, called Man Shit. It's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. You can go to manshit.com and check that out. Goose!
You can catch me on IG, G-O-O-L-Z-B-Y, and YouTube, Building with Goose. And go to my merch page at underreppedmerch.com. Getting cold, grab you a crew neck. You know what I'm saying? Got plenty of them.
Absolutely. And if you are listening to this, you can also watch it on YouTube on Tanksley TV. Just put in Let Us Tell It. And if you're watching, you can also listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. Holla back at y'all next time, fam. Y'all have a good one.